it's not recycled in a day.
Hello and welcome to Rome Was Not Recycled in a Day. Keith and Molly back for another episode of the podcast that helps you to incorporate recycling more into your daily life.
Yes, we are here to discover more ways to recycle and also stay up to date on the ever-changing recycling world. And we'd love to hear from you listeners.
And you can give us your comments, your feedback, your recycling questions, your episode ideas by popping onto that fabulous thing called the internet and going over to RomeWasNotRecycledInADay.com, where you can find our contact form. You can also find some links from previous episodes. You can find those previous episodes in case you missed one. And, you know, you can just spend time when you should be doing something more important, like, oh, I don't know, recycling maybe. And speaking of recycling, that's what we do on this podcast. We are back in the kitchen today to pick up where we left off last time with recycling in the kitchen, of course. And last time we spent a lot of time in the kitchen sink. Not literally, I hope. But we're going to dive right back in because there's a whole rest of the kitchen around us and a lot more waste and recycling that goes on there. And so what else is in the kitchen? We have Lulu and Ruby back again with us this week. And Molly, what else do we have to talk about in the kitchen?
What's another thing we see in the kitchen?
A refrigerator.
So true.
The wall.
Lulu is so excited about recycling.
She is thrilled about being on the show.
Cannot even contain herself.
Yeah.
So the refrigerator is a whole nother issue. I think we should do a whole podcast on a fridge because if you look at old-timey fridges versus new and modern fridges and efficiency as well as storage space, and what do you do with an old fridge? Like, what is a fridge made out of, Ruby?
I don't know. It's magnetic on the front.
Yeah, we don't ever think about these things, right? So one thing I was thinking about with the kitchen is, since it's your favorite, Keith, it really is a place where a lot of people gather, right? And we gather to eat, prepare food, put up food, but sometimes it's also where you gather to do chores and help out. Lulu, do you ever have to do any chores in the kitchen?
I don't have a kitchen.
Oh, unfortunate. You can come use mine anytime.
Make your mother do all the work.
So sometimes there'll be somebody who unloads the dishwasher, somebody who loads the dishwasher, somebody who hand washes the dishes. But when you're finished with something out of your fridge or out of your food pantry and the packaging can be recycled, oftentimes the kitchen is the place where you sort your garbage from your recycling and your compost if you do that compost thing. So sometimes it's good to think about where in your kitchen you can have a sorting station that is simple, easy to use, and does not attract bugs. You got any ideas around that, Keith?
A sorting station. Wow. I mean, we've got enough of a mess going on. I'm trying to find a think of a place where one could put a sorting station, but that's a fabulous idea, especially with all the different types of plastic to deal with, and some go in the bin and some don't. And that seems like the kind of thing you'd want to have near the sink, wouldn't it be?
Near the sink and possibly near the trash can. Because we want to use the trash can as little as possible. Ruby, do you have any ideas of how we could sort our recycling?
I don't know. I just have a garbage can and a recycling bin. We just put stuff in it.
So how do you know what goes in which?
We just do, like, newspapers and, like milk cartons and stuff in the recycling bin. And, like, other stuff or, like, really dirty stuff in the trash.
So let's review real quick. It's always important in any kind of recycling situation that the thing you're putting in there is empty, clean, and dry. We do not want to be nasty recyclers.
No,
we want
dirty
to be
recycling.
And efficient, right?
No,
so
dirty recycling.
One way to think about that is E, C, and D, empty, clean, and dry. And you can get that in your head before you put anything in your recycling bin, empty, clean, and dry. So, Ruby, when you're done with the milk, what do?
Rinse it out.
Nice. So we want to shake it out a little bit, get all the extra milk out, let the water evaporate. We can smush it and put it in our recycling bin. In our community, there are five things that can go in our curbside bin. And those are number one and two plastics, mostly in bottle form, aluminum, tin, and paper and cardboard. And that's the only thing. So if you don't know what your recycling bin takes, that would be a great phone call or quick internet search to do when you're done listening to this podcast.
But if that metal or plastic is dirty, rinse it out. Be kind to your MRF.
Please, your MRF loves you and
wants
you.
If that cardboard or paper is dirty, Molly, what do we have to do then?
Depends on what it's dirty with. So a pizza box that has grease on it from the pizza cannot go in your curbside bin.
So
you have
sad.
To tear off the greasy part.
So sad.
It
All
is
that
so sad.
Paper going in the trash.
Yes. We also, they do not love it when cardboard has been soaked in the rain and then dried out and then put in the curbside bin. So rainy, wet, dripping cardboard is not as recyclable. It's not great content. So try to keep everything empty, clean, and dry, even your cardboard.
Now, why can't you recycle cardboard that's gotten wet and dried? What happens to it?
I really don't know. When I called and asked, they said it's not ideal. So I have an idea for a sorting station for the kitchen that I'm experimenting with, and I would love if anybody listening would have suggestions or if they want to try it too. In our community, I shop at a store called Publix, which is a grocery store, and at Target, which kind of has everything. Well, both of those have recycling stations. So I bought a reusable Target bag that has the big Target symbol on it, and I bought a reusable Publix bag that has a big P on it, so I can tell them apart. One is green and one is red. Target's red, Publix is green. So anything that I cannot put in my curbside bin, like empty, clean, and dry styrofoam or plastic bags from the previous trip to the grocery store, I can put those in the Publix bag. And then when I'm ready to go to the grocery store, I take the Publix bag in my car, I empty it out in the recycling station first that's right outside the door, and then I have my reusable bag for my groceries. Now, next to my Publix bag, I keep my Target bag, and Target will take glass, aluminum, plastic bags, and all numbers of plastic. So anything that's not one or two and can't go on my curbside, so 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, I can put in my Target bag. And when that Target bag is full of glass, aluminum, plastic bags, and other number plastics, then I can take that bag with me to Target. And then I've got the recycling station that's usually by the pharmacy inside. And then I do my Target shopping, and I have a bag to put all my
get
stuff in.
Get your shopping done, and there's your bag.
Yes.
And you get to be a show-off because you're there with your Target bag at Target.
You know, I try not to be a show-off.
No, you know.
I just try to be an enthusiast.
Whatever works. That is good. Now, where do you keep those bags in the kitchen so that they're handy?
Yes. So I keep them next to my curbside bin. So I have a plastic curbside bin that's easy to take out and dump next to my curb. Mm-hmm. And then I hang the Publix bag and the Target bag on hooks next to that. So they're over in the corner, but they're off the floor.
I like it. Yeah, we use the curbside small bin in the kitchen too, and it's nice just to take it to the bin. Let me tell you, it's actually pretty fun to open up that curbside bin and dump all that in and hear all the noise as it's going
feeling.
In and thinking, I am proud of myself for keeping all this stuff out of the landfill.
So proud.
Mm-hmm.
It is a good feeling. So those are just a few suggestions of maybe how to sort in the kitchen. Right now, those are our options. Hopefully in a year or two, we'll have more options, or we'll be using less single-use plastic, which is always the goal. This whole podcast is about what do we do in the meantime while we look for lasting behavior change. Right, Keith?
That is absolutely right. Now, one more question for you, Molly. If I have something that, let's say it's a plastic bottle or a plastic tub that has a plastic lid of a different type, can I recycle that lid, too? Maybe I have to take it to Target or Publix or something instead of putting it in the bin, but is there anything that's too small to recycle?
That's a great question, and you will get different answers depending on who you ask. If your bottle is a number one or number two, and the lid is a number five, and you finish drinking whatever's in there, and then you shake out all the extra and put the top back on, you can put that in your curbside bin. If you take the top off and you shake out any excess and you put the bottle in the bin and the lid not attached, the small lid is not attached, and you put that in your curbside bin, it will fall through the cracks at the MRF and go into the trash.
I mean, it might fall through the cracks in the bin, for that matter, and end up in your driveway.
So true. But... So true. With the others, right?
Mm.
If you take it to Target, then and you leave the top on, since they are not specifying which numbers of plastics at this time that they take, then you can put the whole thing in the Target bin.
And I'll reiterate what you said on a past episode. Target, please be transparent and tell us what you're doing with that plastic.
So we can be better for you.
This is some good stuff. This is some good stuff. Anything else from the kitchen that we need to know about today?
I think I'm kitchened out. What about you, Lulu?
I'm ready to eat.
Kitchened out.
What about you, Lulu?
My kitchen has black mold.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a whole nother podcast.
That's a different podcast series altogether.
Yes. We'll refer you on that one.
Yeah, that was called Rome Did Not Grow Black Mold in a Day. This is some great stuff. We will dive into the refrigerator in the future, and we've got some other rooms in the house to visit still, too.
Sounds great.
So more good stuff ahead. Thank you for joining us in the kitchen today. We hope you learned as much as we did. I learned a few things. In the meantime, reduce, reuse, recycle, but relax, because Rome was not recycled in a day. See you next time.
This has been a production of Moose Crossing Studios.